In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Hello and welcome to The Bachelor Podcast. I'm Kay York City.
And I am Jared Freed. So good to be back here with you, Kay. How did we feel? Another episode down. We're getting closer and closer to Zach and his bride-to-be.
I know. I feel like, because next week's the last week that we have with the girls before we get into the like themed episodes, hometowns, fantasy suites, etc. Right. I'm excited. It feels like it's gone by really fast.
It also feels like it's crazy. I mean, this gets into the title that I chose for the episode. Like, it feels like everyone's at play. Like, I don't think there's anyone. There might be some ahead of the others, but there's no one that I'm like, nope, no chance, not going to happen.
Yeah. No, it's very interesting because I also don't have a prediction. I wish I had like a really, usually by this time you can kind of feel it out.
By this time you usually have like a top two. Like,
yeah.
Like there's levels and then like, you know, with the dates that happened this week, like, and it kind of goes back to Zach and it's getting a little weird in my mind. I don't know how you feel. Mm-hmm. How little we know about him. I don't know if I felt like I've known the other men better, but I feel like he is a blank sheet of paper. And for that reason, that's why all of them are falling for him. Mm-hmm. He says nothing. He always says the right thing. He's always glowing and complimentary. He's telling all of them that he could see it with them. So if he says nothing, that means they fall for him? Like, you know, like, it's kind of like...
they're creating their own version of what they want because he's not giving them anything so they can project whatever they're wanting onto him.
Right. It is... Like, if you came on the... You're right. Like, if you came on the show being like, I'm here to seriously get married, maybe this guy's the one. And then he's just like... All easy going, no real like, oh, like there's no red flags
struggle,
because
there's
he never
no
put,
struggle, there's no red right. flags, there's nothing. It's really just him.
Because he has no opinion.
No.
I mean, like, there's no red flag because he never puts up a flag.
It's weird.
It's weird, right?
Like, we talked about it last week that we, you know, put up the video clip on Bachelor yesterday, but we don't know anything about him. And all these girls are telling him, like, I was in this type of relationship. I didn't get this out of my last relationship. I struggled with this. This is what my family's like. And Zach's like, oh, I'm so sorry you had to go through that. And that's it.
Right. He's just agreeable. And it's like, you know, it is interesting because the season's fairly young. The oldest woman on this season was 30. Mm. And I'm sure they've all dealt with immature men. I'm not, you know, like I'm sure every woman listening nods in agreement. I get it. But it seems like because he's easy, they like him. Like there is, like, and they've never dealt with just... swimming with the current. I'm sure for a lot of them, and because, you know, you're dealing with younger guys, and again older guys, age doesn't really matter with men. I would agree with the person yelling at their podcast right now. But a lot of their dating experience are swimming against current. Why isn't this working? Why is he not texting back? Why is it difficult to get together? And this guy, it's never difficult. So it must be love.
And that's what we're told in society is that nothing, that love should be easy. It shouldn't be hard. You shouldn't have to work super hard for it.
Right. And which I agree with. But then I should also know what his middle name is. I should also know, you know, like his last relationship. I should also know his feelings on and we're going to get to this at the end of this episode, his feelings on sex. It has not been brought up whether he's a virgin or not. It has not been brought up whether he's religious or not. But all of these seem to be clued at the end of this episode in the preview. Not to get ahead, but like, and we have, all we have of a memory of Zach is him with Rachel, and it got weird. It got uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. Something happened in the fantasy suite with him and Rachel, and we don't know what it was. And I don't know. There's something bizarre
happening. You're right.
Am I being conspiratorial, or do you feel?
No. I'm totally resonating, especially when you said we don't know if he's religious and how he feels on sex and if he's a virgin, because usually we know all those things. Colton was a virgin. Maddie Prue was a virgin. Like, so-and-so wasn't going to have sex. Like, or Katie Thurston, like, she was all about it. We knew how these people felt.
Clayton was a sexual guy. Clayton seemed to be, like, just checking out asses at every turn. Yeah.
Also religion, like, that kind of a thing. Those are huge factors. And yes, Zach is a blank slate now, and these girls are like, wow, he's great, etc. He's exactly what I've wanted, aka he's exactly what I'm like trying to picture in my head. But then when it comes down to it, I wonder if this is going to be fatal long term, because they're going to find out all of these things after they're engaged.
Right. I there's something is just missing here. And I've been, you know, we've been watching this show for a long time, and I'm like, is it just that he has nothing behind the eyes? And again, the robot thing, the AI thing plays into that, you know. So
somebody said he looks like a some version of Perez Hilton, and I was like, can't unsee that.
Right, so let's get into it.
Okay, cool. All right, so we have a week left in London and somehow ended up in Estonia. Let's be honest. We all had to Google where the fuck that was. I mean, I didn't have to Google where Estonia was. I do know where Estonia is.
Was this from your cruise days?
Yeah. Yeah, I've been to Tallinn, Estonia. And we find out Greer is going to be MIA this week. And the girls are fighting finally. Also, Charity gets the date she deserves while Ariel gets nude elders. That was weird. She deserved better.
Well, I kind of liked the dates this week. I kind of liked that they were like fun and different and had characters that came into, you know, the dates. What did you call this episode?
I called it Baltic Betches. Estonia is in the Baltic.
You the knew Baltic it. You were the only one. One of the few.
I said to Chelsea, I was like, oh, I've actually been there twice randomly, not for like long periods of time, but like for like two separate days. I was in that city, and it's such a random place. Like, unless you're on sort of cruise ship, you're not going to like Estonia like on purpose.
I had a guy message me. He goes, I've been following you for years, and I'm from Estonia. And I watch your Bachelor live screams, and he's like, he told me the wedding, the wife carrying thing is a big thing. I mean, the message, I don't want to like mess with the internet. For those listening at home, I'm in Aruba right now dealing with hotel internet. But he was like, yeah, the wife carrying thing was all, I think the finals were televised. Like, he's like, this is a real thing they do.
What?
Yeah. So it's pretty wild. Yeah. So, it was cool to see a different country. I mean, I called it everyone's a contender, because everyone is in.
Spot on. I mean, I really don't know who he likes more, and they all like him the same.
And you know, we see in this episode, so we start in Estonia, and we have Zach is back from his COVID spell, and then he's told that Greer has gotten COVID and she's out. So Greer's out, Zach is in. Zach seems to show like faint concern, I guess, like not like it just seemed like he was imitating a human who's given concern before.
Yeah, he was just like, oh no, like as if he didn't just have it and know what she's going through. Completely shocked. Also, what do you think about the fact that Greer got to stay? heal up, feel better. But Logan was sent home on Rachel and Gabby's season. What do you think about that?
I think this all has to do with how much the person wants to stay. Like, I think this has to do with, like, hey, should we, you know, you want to get rid of this person or no? Are we feeling a connection or no? And, like, I think, like, I really do think that has to be a big part of it. Because Greer does want to stay as she's been, you know, does want her moment. Mm-hmm. She, you know, I know at the very least Greer wants to be on this show. And I think Zach, agreeable Zach, never really, you know, he has a connection with everyone. So, of course, we're going to see this through to the end.
Right. Right. He's not trying to send her home. The only people that go home are anybody that, like, crosses him or starts drama.
Well, to go back, I hate to keep bringing this up, and I don't think, listen, you can be religious, but a lot of his actions are very religious-like. Like, mm-hmm. The minute someone doesn't agree with his viewpoint, out. The minute, yeah. the minute Greer brings up, oh, that, you know, something along the lines of like, oh, this, you know, having COVID is kind of like, you know, coming to the end of the quarter. And he's like, no, I am here for woman. I am here for real love. Do not compare my real love experience to frivolous work. Like, I don't know. It's just like, it kind of stays in that zone.
I agree. It's weird. It's very alarming sort of to see him act like that, especially in the scene later with Jess, where he kind of just shuts down, and instead of like diving in and addressing something or seeing another viewpoint, it's a
right
immediate go.
Right. And I, you know, we'll get to the stuff with Jess, but I kind of understood it with her. I think it's just like, we're going to see it like definitely in another form as this keeps getting deeper, because he is taking this seriously and it is going to get depthy, you know?
Yeah.
So we're going to see some like real talks at some point.
We have to.
Right.
We have no other choice.
Calling all my honeys. Support for today's episode comes from Honeylove. Whether you are a bride, a wedding guest, or simply seeking everyday smoothing, Honeylove is the go-to for all things shapewear. Honeylove has revolutionized compression technology so you no longer have to feel like you're suffocating while wearing effective shapewear. And for a limited time only, you can get Honeylove on sale. Get 20% off your entire order with our exclusive link, honeylove.com/bachelor. Support our show and check them out at honeylove.com/bachelor. When talking about shapewear, Honeylove's best-selling Superpower Short is the go-to. It has targeted compression technology that distinguishes between areas where you want more support and areas where you need less compression. Their signature X targets and sculpts your midsection without squeezing your natural curves, and it's designed to work with your body and not against it. You won't have to worry about it rolling down thanks to the flexible boning that is hidden in the side seams. This piece is also a booty lifter. Boost bands on the back of the thigh give your bottom amazing shape. So treat yourself to the best bras and shapewear on the market and save 20% off at honeylove.com/bachelor. Use our exclusive link to get 20% off, honeylove.com/bachelor. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support our show and tell them we sent you. Shape your life with Honeylove.
Imagine you're in the Bachelor Mansion. How would you stand out from all the rest and secure that coveted rose? Maybe it's a quirky and memorable introduction or crushing it at flag football. But what about a delicious smelling perfume mist that'll make you impossible to forget? Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Their fragrances are unique, complex, and turn heads. I love the smell of Sol de Janeiro. And I'm sitting here with Cheirosa 62 perfume mist and Cheirosa 59 perfume mist. Both of them are equally great. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist is an iconic, warm, and sunny fragrance that takes you to a forever kind of summer. It's beautiful. It smells great. It takes you to a place. And then there's Cheirosa 68 Perfume Mist with notes of salted ocean air and luscious florals. It's all great. You know, the word delicious is
correct. It makes a statement. You're going to love Sol de Janeiro. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com. And free shipping with code BECHELOR10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code BECHELOR10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code BECHELOR10.
So Charity and Zach finally go on their date. What did you think of Charity's date with Zach? What did you think of they go on the carriage ride? What did you think?
Well, right before the date, what was interesting was Kat pulling him away to kiss him, and that just like sent the girls into a full downward spiral.
Right. No, well, that was like one of those things where you go, okay, these girls all like him. They're trying to get time. He's been quarantined for whatever amount of time he's been quarantined. So it's his first entrance to come back and take Charity on the date. And he comes up and then Kat goes, can I steal you? And it's like, I guess what is considered an allowable stealia moment and a not allowable stealia moment?
I don't know. Where do we draw the line? I mean, like, when else when was she going to see him? Like,
right
to the group date?
Right. Isn't it? So I can steal you at a cocktail party, but I can't steal you at a get together before he heads on a date. Like, why is that? And I agreed that Kat wasn't like, I was like, oh, chick came to play. But it is a funny thing where it's like these women are women supporting women. Like it feels very rah-rah for one another, but it's like, hey, competition's still happening. So, what did you think of that interaction of Brooklyn calling her out?
I agree with Kat's quote unquote gameplay. Like this is a competition. This is, you are trying to get his attention. You are trying to stay. You are trying to quote unquote get married or get engaged. So I understand that and I back that. I do think that it kind of takes the moment away from Charity, because if I were getting ready to go on a date, they were literally getting ready to leave. And if some girl pulled the guy that I'm getting ready to go out with in a few minutes aside to make out with him, it would give a weird setup to the day, because that's supposed to be Charity's day.
I totally agree. Kat wants it both ways. Kat wants to do villainous things while not being considered the villain.
Right.
That was the annoying part. Because it's like, Kat, get your man. You know, like, get it. You're in a competition. Fuck Charity. But say fuck Charity. She had very much the vibe of, like, holier than thou PTA mom who would fucking stab a child in the back to get her kid ahead. It was like, oh, who, me? Why are you? And she kept using every form of the word aggressive. She's like, everyone's being aggressive and Brooklyn's being aggressive. It's like, you did the most aggressive thing. You literally pulled a man before his date with another woman to make out with him in a hallway. So what's more aggressive than that? But like, admit it.
Like in front of everyone too. It's not like, it's not like it was, he was getting ready to walk and she was like, hey, Zach, come over. Like, let me chat with you really quick. It's like, hey, I'm going to steal Zach really quick. Be right back. They both walk out in front of all the girls. Zach comes back in. No poker face. Zach tried to play it cool. He tried to play it cool. Like, all right. And made it awkward. I think Zach made it worse because he wasn't able to like be normal coming back in.
Right. He's got her Tarte lip gloss on when he comes back in. And it's like, you know, it's a thin line between love and hate with me, with a lot of these people. It's like, if Kat was like, yeah, I pulled the guy. I wanted to spend time with him. I wanted to make sure I was heard. And she just owned it. I'd be like, team Kat. The minute she was like, oh, I don't understand why any of you would be mad. It's like, I'm like, get out of here. Get out of here. You stink. You are awful. You're the problem in every scenario. Own it. Take the loss. She wanted to be, I want to be hero. while doing villain shit. And it's like, no, no, Kat, you can't have it both ways. And yeah, Zach, even when she was like, can I steal you for a second? He's like, like he couldn't have been more bumbling.
Yes. He just has no tact or strategy with like anything.
So then they go on the, so Charity and him go on the date.
So back to the date.
So now they go in the carriage. What did you think of this date? They go carriage ride, and then they go, what did they do? The wife carrying. I loved it. I like that it's like a traditional thing now that I'm hearing from this guy who messaged me.
Right. I thought it was just like, knowing that it's a traditional thing from, you know, Estonia, that makes it very cool. But just watching with no context, you're like, do they really have nothing else they could have done on this date? This is what they were like, what can we do? What can we do? We're in town, Estonia. I don't know where that is, but let's put the wife on. Let's do a race, like a relay race. You know what I mean? It feels so weird.
You bring up a good point because it was so weird the way they presented it. They're like, what's that noise over there? And you're like, can you treat us like adults? Like, can you just pull the carriage up and be like, hey, this is a traditional Estonian thing. Like, it's on TV. And they had to do, wait, what are they cheering for? And it's like as if they pulled up to like a random like pickup soccer game that was happening at a nearby field. It's like, no, this is a real thing. Acknowledge it. Give us the history. I mean, I don't even know if they did or not, but like, I don't think they did. And then Zach gets Charity on his back. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it's funny
that
because
guy,
they asked them to do it. They were like, are you down to do it? And she's like, yeah, sure. It's like, is she going to say no when cameras are on her? When an entire audience is there? You feel so much pressure to do these things. Like, what if she didn't want to do it?
I mean, like, no, I will not hang on your back while I sniff your asshole during a running competition. Hold on. The way he ran the course was, like, bizarre. Why did he go so hard?
I don't know. It was giving, like Super Bowl with her on the back.
It was giving kid who tries too hard in gym class vibes. Like, it was like literally Charity looked like a crash dummy just hanging on his back. It didn't look
ragdoll.
It was a ragdoll. It was like not a real human. Like, it was like, and then Jesse Palmer's just sitting there randomly sipping his coffee, watching like he's scouting the wife carrying team. Like, it was all pretty bizarre.
It was
the
bizarre
attitude towards it. Like, if I put the woman on my back and I do the course, I'd be walking. I'd be like, you know.
Right.
The way he went was like, I am winning this. I am going to nail it. Like, it was like, again, not to keep coming back to this, it was like religious in its devotion to the sport.
It gave me an ick. Another, it just added to the list of icks. The kid trying too hard in gym class is the perfect way to describe it because everybody knows that kid. Like, you can see it even now. That who that kid is, and Zach.
Right. It felt very Zach. So then they do the day date and they eat marzipan, which I didn't even know. I don't know. They eat. How about how many times he does the Lady and the Tramp thing?
It's the signature move. I don't think, again, he is, he doesn't know anything. He's trying to just cater to each of these individual girls.
Right. Lady and the Tramp eating is romantic. Mm-hmm. So I will do romantic because I want to show that Charity, I like you. Yeah, it is a little weird.
And I want to know, personally, what was in those shots? What did they take shots of?
Right.
Because they either don't ever take shots, usually, or that alcohol was brutal.
Well, also, who doesn't ask, what is this? Yeah. Like, they never show them, like, a guy dressed as a Smurf is like, drink it. And they're like, no problem. And then they're like, it tastes bad. And they go, all right, see you later. Like, no one even says, like, can you tell us what it is?
It's like straight rubbing alcohol.
Right. Well, they said it was peppery. And you're like, yeah. Well, what's peppery?
I don't know. We got to ask your Estonian friend.
Right. I'll ask him. So then they go to the, I mean, like, we get some, like, interstitial stuff with, like, going back to the group. And we see Kat is not really relenting on being the victim, even though she was the bully, kind of.
Yeah, and then, she did what she did.
Right. She did what she did. And then her and Ariel have a conversation. Then we find out that Jess is, like, worried about not getting a one-on-one. But then we come back to, you know, Charity's date, and she opens up about being in an emotionally abusive relationship, in a relationship that involved mm-hmm. cheating, and that she had to hide the cheating and how hard it was. What did you think of this conversation?
I mean, obviously, that is something that's so difficult, and I'm thankful to not have been in that situation, but it's always the reaction of Zach that going back to this, that's sort of what we kind of have to go off of. And he responds in such a bland and almost PR typed out way.
Right.
That nothing he says can be, misconstrued. Like, it's just too planned out and it doesn't feel genuine. And these girls are dumping all this. Like, he could have. And he tried to relate it back. He was like, you know, I lost myself in a relationship once. He was like talking about, what was it like? He was like, I don't even know what kind of music I liked. I think that's what he said. And I'm like, what? This is nothing to do with what she is saying.
That was the most mind-blowing thing I've seen on this show. And that was the moment where I was like, I guess I totally agree with you. What Charity went through, awful, but that wasn't what this was about. Mm-hmm. This was about Zach saying, I didn't even know, like, basically just agreeing for agreement's sake. And again, I'm sure if you're pouring yourself out, you're comforted knowing, oh, he's receiving this well. But, like, when he said he lost himself in a relationship to not know what music he liked, I wanted to be like, hey, Charity, can you ask him, what is your favorite music? Can you ask him, how long were you with this person? Like, mm-hmm. who is he talking about? Is he talking about Rachel? Like,
I know.
What relationship
what I
is he? Right.
Yeah, I thought he was talking about Rachel, but he didn't mention them by name. He just said, you know, my last relationship. And it's like, before or after the show? Or, you know what I mean?
Right. What was the last relationship? Like, how do we not know, like, how long were you with this person? What made, you know, we got nothing. And again, Charity is in a position, and I think a lot of these women are in a position where it's like, oh, he's being so nice about this. So they don't mm-hmm. care about anything else.
And I think there is a devil's advocate moment to this, not necessarily now, but where it's like, okay, well, then maybe we should be asking these questions. The women should be asking these questions. But because they are sharing something so personal about themselves,
right?
You shouldn't have to ask this question right now at this moment. There should be some sort of reciprocation innately happening shared something very deep.
Yeah, you would think vulnerability would spur vulnerability. Like, you mm-hmm. you would think you get that in return.
Exactly.
You don't seem to get that. Yeah, and it's, I mean, they have a kiss that was maybe the least sexual kiss I've ever seen on this show. They were, like, they were touching each other in the way middle school kids dance, like, slow dance. Did you notice that, or was it just me?
It's a weird kiss. And, like, I've seen better kisses, but that one specifically was off.
It was like two faces pressing on one another,
like mushed together. No, but we couldn't figure out who was going left and who was going right, so we just both go center.
Yeah, right.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have a question about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
So we get done with that day and we go to the we go to the group date and they go to a Baltic witch who had very much the look of like Pigeon Lady from Home Alone 2.
Yeah, that is the exact energy she was giving.
Someone else wrote to me that Carol Baskin, someone else wrote Princess Brides. Like there was a lot of lookalikes with this woman. What did you think? So they do the sage date. How do you see that? How if you're out there and you use sage, like seriously?
Yeah.
How do you look at that witch woman and go, yeah, normal thing to do. Like, you know, like,
have you used sage before?
No. What are you talking?
I was just curious. I wasn't sure because sometimes.
Have you?
Like, yeah. But not in any way that's other than like you, I like moving into a new apartment or something. Just sort of like, it's sort of like
the normal stuff.
Yeah, I don't use it every day. I don't use it like to get the demons out. It was just like, okay, I'm moving into a new place or into a new space. Like, let's reset.
Right.
Like, the energy here the a energy. Bit.
Okay.
You know, like because it's weird thinking about the fact that you live in a place that somebody else has like lived in or maybe died in. It's, I don't know.
Listen, do what you got to do. I mean, I'm not going to sage my women like Zach did. But
yeah,
I
don't need to sage the women. But going back to the religious thing, that could be, you know, washing all the other guys away.
Right. Making sure they're pure of heart. Yeah, I don't
Hello?
Know. It's a little, I mean, maybe. So the whole group date, there was like three things going on at once. There was Kat kind of feeling uncomfortable around Brooklyn. There was Jess, who's mad that she's there in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Zach kind of hitting it off with Katie.
Yeah, I think Katie's a top contender.
Yeah,
if I had to guess just based on this episode alone, there's something about, because he questioned things with Kat for a second, but Katie, she seems very much like wife material. Like, I'm standing behind my man. I'm getting him a care package. I'm doing, you know what I mean?
Right.
I think they make a good match.
That might be very much what Zach is looking for too. And they did the candle stare in each other's eyes and it got like, you're like, should we even be here? Like, it got a little intense.
Yeah.
Like, she was looking at him like, you're the apple to my eye. It was very like 1950s housewife.
Mm-hmm. And going back to, like, Jess and, you know, Kat and Brooklyn. Jess, I kind of saw this from the beginning. She seemed like, when she stepped out of the limo, she was the first one out of the limo. I'll never forget.
Right.
Her shoulders were to her ears. Like, that's how nervous and anxious and she was. And so her being in this situation where she's made it this far.
Right.
And still hasn't had a one-on-one and still doesn't feel that super connection with him. She is probably in a full, like, I mean, she's an overthinker. I already see it. So she's not doing well, and I knew she wasn't going to do well from the beginning. So I kind of saw this happening.
You could tell Gabby is probably a really cool, nice person because mm-hmm. of the way she kind of like spoke for Jess. Yeah. Jess seems to be shy girly. You know, she's the shy one. And which is fine. You know, again, I would agree with you. It's got to be hard to be on a show like this with like a bunch of people kind of like, you know, a girl like Kat stealing a guy away before his date, you know, so for Jess, like, I'm sure this is an uncomfortable situation, but for Gabby to be like, hey, for her to have the reputation with mm-hmm. her, with a competitor on the show, and the competitor says, yeah, Jess, this isn't Jess's comfort zone. You go, okay, this ain't for you unless this guy is pulling you along, which he semi was to this point, but not really.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, not really. It seemed like he was very much into her. I don't know.
Think he was into her because she said nothing. Like, I think, like, he was like, you know, I think Zach likes when someone doesn't talk, really. Like, yeah, honestly, doesn't make things difficult. It kind of seems
like. Or share their own opinion.
Right. I mean, we're kind of making assumptions of him a lot this episode, but I do.
We have no other way to do it because we don't know anything else about him except, so assumptions is all we have to go
right.
off of.
Because then they go to the nighttime date. Jess basically opens up to him that people are getting ahead and kind of, it seemed like Jess was saying, why are you keeping me here if I'm not going to get to know you on a one-on-one date? Mm-hmm. Isn't that what it seemed
that's
to be
essential,
like?
Yeah, that seemed sort of essentially to what it was. But there are other girls that haven't gotten one-on-ones, right? Or well, maybe she is the only one.
Well, I mean, someone had to be last. Do you know what I mean? But like,
yeah.
I do understand that if she's like, hey, if we haven't connected, send me. Get me out of mm-hmm. here. Like, and it doesn't, you know, it's not like they've said a lot to each other except make out and he keeps saying, I like you.
I'm trying to think, if she would have stayed and not said anything, I still want to go back and like talk about that. But if she would have stayed and not said anything, would she have gotten a one-on-one next week, do we think?
I don't know. I don't know, but I do understand why this feels like a mind fuck for her.
Yes.
Like, I understand why she's like, okay, you keep telling me, like, so if we go kind of back to the premise that we've created this episode of like, Zach is just swimming with the current. You're always going to get positivity. He's always going to tell you he likes you. He's always going to give you affirmations. So if you're Jess, you're getting all that ease, but then the actions don't
match up.
So you go, what am I supposed to believe here? And you're going, I want to get to know you, and you're getting to know nothing. It's a smoke and mirrors thing. So I can understand mm-hmm. why she was upset. I think his argument back to her of like, you know, what am I supposed to do? I only get so many. Or he didn't even say that. He's like, he said one-on-ones don't matter.
Right. He was saying that one-on-ones don't matter. And that is, I mean, the biggest like bold-faced lie.
Right.
Because one-on-ones do matter. You get a whole day with them. I mean, Charity, they spent the whole day together and the evening together. Katie had a sleepover date. Who was the Christina Mandrell met his entire right. family. Him saying one-on-ones don't matter is like ridiculous. And she's just sitting there and expressing this, and he's sort of just throwing all of her feelings under the bus and is not like hearing them.
Yeah, it was a little bizarre because you have to acknowledge one-on-ones matter. Like, mm-hmm. you can't just say, and it seemed as though, I mean, maybe I'm making, you know, trying to serve our point a little bit, but it's like, she's like, how do I get to know you? Like, I got to get to know you. We're getting late in this thing. You say you like me, but I don't even know. We haven't even spent a day together.
Yeah.
And that also must mean that on the group dates, it's very group date-ish. Mm-hmm. It's not like they've gotten alone time on the group date. They get like a 10 minutes off in a corner where he tells her how much he likes her. And it's
and no details.
That's
kind
of
the,
right. And that kind of outs him a little bit of like, what do you mean this for everybody?
I know. It's his reactions to a lot of these things are really, really weird to me. And right. And I'm curious in how he is going to face confrontation in a relationship. Is he just going to break up with him?
Let me make sure I say, I don't think he's a bad guy, but something's off. Like, I don't think he's an evil, maniacal, diabolical character. I just think we are not getting a full story here.
Yeah. Man, I wish Zach would catch an attitude with me because...
immediately you're going to be like, tell me one friend's name. Tell me one friend's name. Tell me one TV show you like. Tell me one TV. Like, Zach is good improv. He yes-ands everything they'd say. He never says no, but. He never says no, but, except if you go against his will and then he sends you off the show.
Completely. The fact that him and Kat really haven't anything, but he did question their relationship. He was like, do you know, like, you remember when it felt off, you know, between you and I? I was like, oh, she's going. It's time.
Yeah, it's done.
Cross Zach said one wrong thing.
So we go to Ariel and Zach's date, which for me, tough to watch, I gotta say.
Yeah. I was thinking about you.
Oh, so wait, before this, Jess gets sent home and then Zach is so rattled that he can't give out a rose, which made no sense at all. And we leave the date. That was it. An abrupt
ending. He was like pretending to cry. And it's like, how are you shocked?
Right. You didn't know each other well. That was the whole premise. She wanted to get to know you better. You didn't make the time to get to know her. Let her go. Let her go. It's done.
Mm-hmm.
It's done. And then, so then we go the Ariel and Zach one-on-one. I hate to see them hitting it off like they did.
They really did hit it off.
They hit it off.
I also hate to say that because I was like, man, I guess if I had to make another prediction, I think she would also be a top contender with Katie.
Right. And I think she's so much cooler than him.
Cooler.
Right. This is starting to sound creepy for my end. I'm playing along with the joke that I'm in love with her, but I'm saying it just, she goes on this. So they go to like the nudist, whatever. She seemed more uncomfortable than I thought she would. Like, she's been playing up this like kind of femme fatale thing. Like, there was an outtake last week where
she literally looked like a fembot.
Yeah, right. She had the headband on, and they show that, you know, that if you look online, you can find this outtake of her like with the high boots and, you know, doing a fun thing with him over the FaceTime. But like, she did seem to like that. And she said it on the date. She says she masks. She's good at using humor to veil, you know, insecurities and vulnerabilities. Mm-hmm. But it did feel like we were getting like a real person as opposed to this like hot to trot Ariel that we've gotten to this point.
Yeah, I agree. Like, we got to know her a little bit more because she does. You know, I remember her at the pool date. You know, like she's like, yeah, I'm hot. Like, I hope he's looking at my boobs or whatever.
Right,
you know, stuff like that. They have a good balance because Zach is like this dad, nerdy kind of guy. And
right.
Ariel is, I mean, hot, cool, but has a hint of like nerdy in there a little bit.
Right. A little nerdy, a little ball busty.
Just a little bit. Yeah. And I think he needs that.
Well, it did seem like, you know, to go back to like Zach being a good improv partner. Well, this is kind of, you know, if you're someone who's good at using humor to veil as Ariel said she is, then they're going to be very spark. Like, you know, Logan Urie is like Hinge's relationship expert. And she's been on UUP. She does a lot of stuff with data and she's been on the UUP podcast. Mm-hmm. And she talks about like, how you get a lot of sparks with someone who's kind of good like that on a first date. It might not be a good match, but you're always going to feel sparky. She had a, she just put out a video like on this subject, but like, you know, I now I'm trying to sound like I'm not cheering for Ariel and, and Zach, which I am not, but I would say that it makes sense that they would really hit it off because she's someone that's going to like play the game of improv and yes, and make the funny joke.
Without bragging, I feel like that's you and I as well. I think us us on, we would give off really good first dates. Even if the date isn't amazing, we're still there like going for it and making it fun.
I would totally agree with that. You and I are of the same, you know, same type of vibe of like, again, we're going to make the joke. We're going to like make it fun. We're going to make the uncomfortable moments a little, you know, a little jokey, a little laughy. And that's kind of what Ariel did on this whole day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And like, and to me, she was carrying him in this date scenario.
For sure. For sure. I mean, she, I think she carries, most of the girls carry the dates.
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's very true. And that's, and again, to go back to Charity's date where they have this like very muted kiss, like Ariel is on this date doing like, you know, the sexual stuff, you know, like the kiss is big because Ariel brings the big energy to the, you know, the kiss. Like, and they go into the sauna and they're with the other couple, which was funny and stupid. And, you know, they put the big, you know, like, they black out the, you know, the genitalia.
Yeah, the black boxes on Paradise. Right.
Which to me meant that they were both in bathing suits. Like, I don't think they were actually naked.
Nobody's actually naked. Like, if two, like, older people got into a hot tub fully naked and started making out, I'd be like, all right, let's cut.
Right.
Cut. What are we doing? No.
Yeah. Get these old, you know, these golden girls out of here.
That's not it.
Yeah, so their date was fun, and it seems like they are hitting it off. But it seems, you know, he's hit it off with everybody. There's literally not one person that he's been like, he sent people home mid group date, but he's never sent someone home like on a one on one date. He's never been like,
no,
not the match.
No, he hasn't.
So then we go to the rose ceremony, and the big event at the rose ceremony is that Charity pulls Kat aside to kind of have a talk about her stealing Zach away before her date. And then Brooklyn is like, I don't trust Charity to yell at Kat enough. So I'm going to go over there and make sure that Kat gets told how big a piece of shit she is. And then Kat says that this is too much for me. I'm walking away from it. And it never even happened.
You know, I do not agree with Brooklyn's decision to insert herself in that situation and that because of the topic. But I do know that, like, I also am that girl. I'm like, well, I know she's not going to handle it. My timid friend, let me be the one to, let me make sure this point is driven home.
But right. Kat has to know.
Yeah, but there are certain situations where, like, I don't think she need. This isn't that deep. Like, they could have had. Brooklyn has already said what she's needed to say, drug it out all day through the group date, all of it. Like, let Charity have her moment, because this, at the end of the day, does not involve Brooklyn. But I do understand why she went
over. It is funny.
There.
She's telling Kat that she stole Charity's moment while stealing Charity's moment. Mm-hmm. Like, she's stealing another version of a moment that you have on this show. You have the love and then you have the drama. And she just took, you know, Charity has had both taken from her.
Yeah, both.
And it's, yeah, so I'm with you. I would have rather, like, Charity have her own moment with her and then we move on. But it does seem like Brooklyn just doesn't like Kat, which... I'm with Brooklyn. I think Kat's annoying. The way she handled this is annoying, so I can understand why she wouldn't like her.
Well, also, you can tell when Brooklyn first walked over that Charity did not want her there.
No.
You could see it in her face. She said, hey. And she was like, how are you doing? She's like, I'm cool. Like, we're good. kind of like gave her a look. And then Brooklyn was like, well, anyway. But at the end, obviously, Charity was like, well, she's here like defending me. I'm not going to be mad at her. But from the jump, she did not need Brooklyn there or want her there
at all. And then we go to the, you know, the rose ceremony. And, you know, oh, before that, Zach tells Kat that they were off, you know, so that's kind of the warning of like, get your shit in line.
Yeah.
You know? And then and then they go to the rose ceremony and the Allie gets sent home at the rose ceremony. And Allie, who had the wedding dress date and the jump out of the plane.
No.
And Allie's been nothing but cool, but like, it feels like everyone is going to get the same ending where it's like, we were there, but nah, I'm going to send you home. You know, it was, she was classy all the way.
These next couple, you know, actually from here on out, all of the people who go home, this is going to be, these are big heartbreaks that are going to be happening. These are going to be very dramatic.
And we're going to like, again, do we find out more about Zach? Like, it felt like this episode gave us clues.
Mm-hmm.
And the more and more we're like, I think the longer we go without knowing things about him, the weirder it gets.
Yeah. Oh,
and this episode was appropriately kind of weird.
I have to go back to when Brooklyn and Charity and Kat were all, you know, in there having that conversation. Our girl Ariel's like, hey, to Gabby. She was like, hey, should we, you know, like go over there and make sure, you know, nothing crazy happens? And Gabby's like, I don't think that would be in our best interest. And
Gabby,
I screamed. I go, yes, we love a girl who stays out of the drama. She knows that the second she gets involved, she's wrapped into all this drama. I love Gabby. That was a great moment.
Gabby's had some fun moments this episode. Like, Brooklyn was like, that's not classy. And then they go to Gabby. She's got like a goblet of mimosa just holding, just hanging. Gabby had some fun moments definitely in this episode. And like, just like from the get go, she's like, even when she gave him the nickname, that was her first kind of entrance into the show. You're like, she is trying to, you know, show that she's a human being with a personality and has, you know, she makes decisions. She makes choices.
Yes, I like Gabby. I loved her make that decision because there are so few times we see on this show people making the right decision, like
not going up and not doing
and not inserting themselves in the drama. She's like, nope, I don't think that's going to be in our best interest. And I'm like, yes, bitch, go.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Lolly Focus Pops or Lolly Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
So let's go to the categories. You ready?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Let's do a would you rather. I love yours.
Okay. Would you rather have to point to where Estonia is on a map or spell February out loud?
Okay. I can tell you right now, I would rather point out Estonia on a map because that would be more understandable to get wrong.
Yes.
If I had to spell February out loud, that would be something I should know, and I would look like a stupid fucking idiot.
I honestly had to use spell check or like use predictive text to spell February when I was typing this out. I do not know how to spell this word.
I mean, there's R's in there. We don't even, you know,
I think it's the random
directions.
R's.
Yeah, it's that random R. And because you don't say February, you know, if, who?
Yeah.
Who was in charge of that one? That's a real piece of shit.
real piece of shit.
Try to embarrass us all. Okay, I so know. Would you rather have your date carry you or you get naked in frigid temperatures in front of your date?
Ooh, I hate being picked up. Not a picked up girl. I don't want to be picked up. All I'm thinking about is, am I heavy? Am I heavy? Am I heavy? Are you?
Right.
I don't pick me up.
It's funny that I had the opposite, because if I had to get naked in frigid temperatures, I'd be like, do I have a small penis? Do I have a small penis? Do I have a small penis? You know, like that. I go, yeah. It's funny that our minds went to our, you know,
insecurities.
Yeah.
But I would choose the, I would choose the carrying date, because I am more of not a cold plunge girl. Fuck a cold plunge. You
really
like, you know, getting naked in frigid temperatures, all these people who are doing cold plunges every day. I don't care what health benefits it has. That sounds like a nightmare.
Well, also, like, when you stop, do you lose the benefits? Do you never, like, if you take a day off, is it done forever?
I don't know.
Right. I don't know.
I'd still rather be carried. So you'd rather be carried.
I'd rather be carried. I would. I mean, if that wouldn't matter to me, I'd be like, carry me. Let's do it.
Like, let's try it.
Give it a shot. So fantasy suite, hometown, or send home. I added one. Which would you send? So would you, this is our version of fuck, marry, kill.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, what are you sending to the fantasy suite? What are you sending to hometowns? What are you sending home? And I put trench coat, high boots, turtleneck sweater, which every woman was wearing the same exact thing the whole
episode.
Oh,
yeah. It's like they
all even had the same cream colored turtleneck. They had the same one on.
Yeah. They watched a TikTok that was like, what to wear in Estonia.
Right.
And they
yeah.
They bought the same outfit.
If you're not wearing a long trench in Estonia, you did it wrong. Like, it's like some asshole on TikTok.
Okay, so trench coat, high boots, turtleneck sweater.
Yeah.
I would, oh my God, why am I having such
a hard
time with this? Okay,
okay,
yeah.
I'll give you mine. High boots are going to hometowns. Love a high boot. Looks hot.
Okay.
Trench coat, I'm sending the fantasy suites. I think that also looks hot. I also like when women wear the trench coat in like their like sweatsuit with it. Sometimes
with the
you
hood.
See in the city. With the hood where they're like, it's very like, I just got out of bed, but I fixed the trench, somehow makes it look hot to me.
Yeah. It's like either picking hair or makeup.
Right.
But it adds a little something.
Right. And then I am sending home the turtleneck sweater. Nothing in that turtleneck sweater says sexual to me. It says stay away. It says, I don't know, nothing of that. So that's mine.
I think I'm the same, but I'm switching. What I would send home the turtleneck sweater, same with you. Mm-hmm. But I think I would do trench coat to hometowns and high boots to fantasy suites.
Okay. Because why? High boots you only wear every now and again?
I don't know. But whenever I wear high boots, it's usually like nighttime. It's with like a sexy outfit. Mm.
It's not an everyday thing.
Yeah, I'm not wearing high boots. I mean, I also live in LA, so I'm not wearing like high boots during the day, but at night I do. And it's kind of like, I have a really great pair of like chunky, like platform high boots. Yeah.
Oh, send me the link after the show. top contestant, who's your favorite right now?
My favorite,
I forgot Zach, that this is top contestant for Zach, because I put Ariel and I'm mad that I put that.
Ha! We love Ariel. My top contestant is Katie. I think Katie and Zach have a very good, I don't know. There's something about them that fits.
I'm with you. I think it also is the way she looked at him in the candle was like just a little bizarre. I was like, can't like this guy that
Not
much.
Romantic, but bizarre.
Bizarre, yeah. IG rising star, who do you got?
I said Ariel. Listen, yeah. She's gotten more press from our podcast than literally Zach.
Still yet to follow me, but okay.
Just saying. Who do you have?
I got Brooklyn. I thought Brooklyn she put on the boxing mitts and I don't know. She came off fun and honest, and she came off more reality TV than we've seen some of these people act, which I liked.
Yeah, I like Brooklyn. People, you want a friend like Brooklyn.
Right.
You want a friend that's going to do the confrontation part for you if you don't want to.
Yeah, she overstepped, but she also overstepped in a very real way. Like, she wasn't wrong. She was just like,
no.
I think Brooklyn was sitting there being like, fuck this bitch. Everyone needs to know she's an asshole. I would be as obsessed with it as Brooklyn because there's nothing more unlikable to me than why is everyone ganging up on me? Why is everyone being aggressive towards me? The holier than thou angle that Kat took was garbage.
Garbage. I agree.
Paradise picks.
Yeah. Who do you have for Paradise?
I think Allie. I think Allie's so fun. I was like sad to see her go. Every time she was on the screen, it was like a light up moment. I could see her in Paradise being fun. I could see her in Paradise, you know, going from guy to guy. I could see her on a one-on-one date in Paradise. I just saw it, you know?
Yeah. She's going to look great in a swimsuit. That's for sure. Her arms.
My God. Yes.
Hello. For Paradise, I'm saying like Ariel and Kat. Kat will be good for Paradise. I think a lot of guys are going to want Kat. And I think she can stir up. I think she'll stir up some drama in Paradise.
Right. I mean, drama in Paradise comes from delusion and unawareness. And she seems to have those going on for her. Cringe Harrison Award. What did you have?
I said Brooklyn interrupting Kat and Charity's convo. I think that I understand why she did it. And like, we love a friend that's going to do that. But you could tell Charity did not want Brooklyn there. And I'm like, ooh, I don't know if it's your time to do that. What about you?
I had two Cringe Harrison's awards. One, me watching Ariel and Zach hit it off on their date. That was really... If you had a camera on me cheering against it, that was pretty cringy. And then the other one is Zach being into six women the same amount, seemingly, is pretty cringy to me. Like, he has, I think Katie, I think you're right. She's the top person. But I do think he has told them all that he is falling for all six, not two, not three. I mean, Clayton got shit for saying I love you to three women and then sleeping with two of them. I don't know if this is that far away, even though I guess it's more detrimental. There's no, you know, sex. So that's why he's kind of let off the hook. But I don't know. This is kind of six people. Six. I mean,
yeah. And I think if I remember correctly, at the end of Ariel and Zach's date, he told her, he was like, you're the best surprise that came out of all of this.
Right.
Like, essentially told her she was the top without saying
it. When he said it that way, it's like, oh, he found a different way to say the same thing to different women. Like, you're my favorite surprise? Like, I was like,
yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. You know, so I'm with you. So who won the week?
Gabby, I love her little commentary. Her staying out of that drama was 10 out of 10. I think it wouldn't be in our best interest. That's exactly what she said. And I screamed.
I had day dates. I thought
They were fun.
What a good look for the day date. They got to tour. They got to, you know, the woman on your back. They got the nudist date. It was a lot of fun day dates on this. Sage. We got a lot of good daytime stuff that, you know, I love a day date. I'm a fan of a day date. I'm a fan of a day drunk. I'm in Aruba. I'm going to go have a day beer.
I love a day drunk.
I mean, I'm pretty hungover from last night, to tell you the truth. I don't know.
I mean, you're in Aruba.
I know. You know what? I had a martini. I had two martinis last night, and they hit me hard. And then
vodka
came home, vodka, dirty, and then came home, ate nothing, which I'm proud of myself. But like, I had the most old school hangover cure before we taped, because I'm an hour ahead. It's actually later in the day. I had bacon and eggs, just plain bacon and eggs. I was like, just get something in me.
That sounds so good. I haven't eaten breakfast yet. Damn. Next week.
It was very good. Next week. So we kind of talked about this before, but I thought the scenes from next week, they get into that. I guess you took away the same thing as me, is that he'll do fantasy suites, but he does not want to have sex. Is that his thing?
Yeah, that's what he said. He was like, I know fantasy suites is all about sex, or he called it sex week. And he was like,
is that what he called it?
Yeah, at one point he called it sex week. And I think he was like giving it like a nickname, not just like fantasy suites.
Right. And he's like, I guess this is sex week. Yeah.
And he was like, but I'm not, I'm not going to be doing that. He goes, it's more, finding love is about an emotional connection and not about physical. And I'm like, well, I don't know.
I don't know about that one. This is when the previews kind of like clouded my judgment of this whole episode, as people listening still can probably infer. But when I saw that, you go, because this whole season, it seemed like Zach was trying to be good for the audience. It felt like he never wanted to make the wrong decision. And now you're like, is he trying to be good for God? Is that, you know, like, I don't know.
I think what he's
it is.
Trying
is this,
to,
is this, is this a political thing? Like, is he trying to be politically correct? Is he trying to not get in trouble? Like,
I think he's trying to do it for the audience again. I think he's trying to look like a good guy who's
right.
This isn't about sex. It's about an emotional, you know, having that sort of stance on it. But then also, it makes him, quote unquote, look good because he's not sleeping with three girls in,
right.
You know, three nights. It makes him look better. But if you really think about it, you could have just like, you don't have to say, you could sleep with one girl and not tell any of the other girls that you slept. Like Clayton didn't have to be like, I was intimate with two of you already.
Right.
Like,
well,
you don't have to do that.
He could say nothing and just have a night with them and then not have sex. Like,
yes,
he doesn't have to make, you're right. He does. I mean, we're going to see next week, but it's almost like.
Well, next week's not fantasy suites, right?
Oh, I don't know. No, but I'm saying it sounds like we're heading towards this moment. Also, it makes, I mean, I don't think this, but it puts the women in an uncomfortable position of having to go, I do want sex, which isn't a bad thing, but like that's a hard thing to say on TV. I don't think you really help out. It makes him look good.
That's such a good point.
At the kind of like judgment of everyone else. So I don't know, because
that's a really, really good point. I did not think about it from the other end of now the women who do find sex important. That's
right.
That's a harder thing to say than I don't. Especially when it comes from a woman on TV, you know?
Right. And it continues the theme of Zach making sure he is the good guy and making sure and saying nothing wrong, saying nothing. He has no opinion that could ever be hashed out, you know, because, you know, the opinion of, it's always a moral superiority. Like, you know, the opinion of like, hey, I like to have sex, and that's kind of how I figure out my feelings with someone, is through, you know, both mind, body, and soul. It's a little more difficult to say. He never takes the difficult stance.
Wow. Yeah. You made a really good point. That's an interesting.
We made a great point, because I never would have thought of it without what you said. There we go. We did it again.
All right. We will be back next week. I forget where they said they were going. They're going to be in another country, but
they're going to Zach's church to go. Yeah. You know, fucking fondle God's balls.
until then, make sure.
That's weird ending to this episode. Someone listened to this whole thing was like, this is a really smart, heady conversation. Then I'm not talking. Then what the fuck was that? Fondle God's balls.
Make sure you're following us on Instagram at The Bachelor and on Twitter at Bachelor Pod. We're giving you all the updates on reality TV and obviously The Bachelor. You can follow me at K York City.
And I'm at Jared Freed. We'll be back next week.
All right. Enjoy your time in Aruba.
Thank you. The Bachelor Podcast is produced by Sean Kilby, Jorge Morales Pico, and Rebecca Sausmacat. Editing by Jorge Morales Pico. Social media by Amy Klackner. Guest booking by Ali Friedlander. And be sure to follow at The Bachelor on Instagram and Bachelor Pod on Twitter. And send us your emails to bachelor@betches.com.
Betches.